need of God, that God puts that deep hunger in your heart, and you can go to a Baptist church, you can go to a Methodist church, you can go to a Pentecost church, but there's something where you're not satisfied with joining any kind of a church, but you're hungering and you're thirsting, you're longing for fellowship with God Almighty. Hallelujah. And then you find out, how are you going to fellowship with this God? He's a holy God. So then, the only way you can fellowship with Him is you've got to live holy. You know, a hog and a lamb just don't fellowship together. A hog wall around a mud puddle and eat all kinds of stuff. A lamb don't do that. You know, God represents the Lord Jesus there in the Scriptures as the Lamb of God. And then if you're going to fellowship with a lamb, you've got to have a lamb's nature. Amen? And that's what I'm talking about, combing us through this morning. And the Lord taught us so many different places how our actions and our reactions should be to situations that come in our life. Amen. One place He said, a man smites you on one cheek, give him the other cheek also. If he sues you at the law and takes away your coat, give him your other garments as well. And so you can see that, and Christians, you can't never outgive God. You may look weak and you may look defeated and some of the trials you come through and here in this world and so forth, but over there, it'll be worth it all. I love the beautiful story Brother Benham told about one of the church age fathers. I believe it was Martin. Martin was a soldier. And Martin was on guard duty one night, and he seen an old man about to freeze to death. And this is before he even got converted and got saved. And he thought, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, if I don't help this man, he's going to freeze to death. So Martin, he just took out his sword and cut his coat in half and wrapped the old beggar in half of his coat. Well, then Martin, he went through some real ridicule, you know. I can imagine what the rest of the soldiers said. You sure look like a funny soldier with a half a coat on, you know. And they just mocked him and so forth. That night, Martin woke up, had a dream. And the Lord Jesus came to him, wrapped in that coat that he wrapped that bum in. And doesn't the Scripture say, whatever you do unto the least of these, my little ones, you do unto me? Amen. And so, as we talk about, you know, I started out this talking about eating things that taste good but might affect you adversely. But there's things you can eat that taste bad that'll affect you for the good. Now, a lot of times the world will try to sugar up the gospel. And the doctors even got a sugar pill they call a placebo. And so when we talk about the gospel and sugar pills for a minute. Now, like I say, the sugar pill will taste good, but it's not necessarily good for you.